I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Glad you could join us once again this week. I'm doing this show on a Sunday afternoon, and it's wet and rainy outside. But at least the sun's not shining in my eyes and making me squint like last time. Eesh. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters, because that's what we do. We broadcast on the internet. Yes. Kind of a no-brainer to join that organization, being that I am an internet broadcaster. Just saying. Anyway, good bunch of folks at both Tech Podcast Network and IAIB. Dude. Anyway, we got stuff this week. We actually have a lot of good stuff this week. You know, unless you've ever done a netcast or a podcast, you probably don't know what it's like when some weeks there's just nothing to talk about. Nothing exciting, nothing interesting, just boring. Well, that's not this week. This week there's stuff, and I like it when there's stuff, because there's stuff to talk about, which is good. Anyway, by the way, Fred, I want to get his attention early. Here's the thing. When it's time for the Geek Software of the Week, this time, please give me a heads up. I think it's just that he loves to see my reaction when he does the drum roll and I'm not ready for it. Just saying. Anyway, this is the stuff we covered on the blog this week. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And you may go to that blog at any time and see what's up. What's up? Okay? In the tech world, at least that is of interest to me. If it's not of interest to me, I don't write about it. I don't talk about it. I don't do nothing. Okay? So there. All right. Windows 9 will be coming soon. Its code name is Threshold. There used to be a science fiction show called Threshold, I believe, at one time, but at any rate. So the rumors are coming prior to Microsoft's Build 2014 conference, which will be held in San Francisco. The code name for the next version of Windows is Threshold, as I mentioned. The Windows PC client, the Windows Server, and Windows Phone and Xbox are all integrated to a degree and will be part of this release. Windows 9 will come in three separate types. There will be a modern consumer SKU, a traditional PC SKU, and a traditional enterprise business SKU. The modern SKU will be focused on delivering Windows RT apps in this version and will be available for ARM processors and Intel-based devices, but won't be optimized to run Windows 32 apps. Okay, so you need to start thinking 64-bit for your apps, okay? Anyway, for those of us that were hoping that this Windows 9 would free us from the Metro interface, you know, they started out calling it Metro, and then they started calling it Modern because somebody else had the term Metro. Either way, it's a bunch of blocky ugliness, okay? We were hoping that maybe they would be able to go back to a start button and a start menu and have a real desktop, but no. Turns out it looks like that will not happen in this release, so you'll have to keep using the open source workaround product OpenShell in order to fix your Windows. which is good that you have to fix what Microsoft botches. I mean, you know, if it weren't for open source, we'd be stuck with the ugly Metro interface in real life. Is this real life? David after the dentist. Little geek culture thrown in there just for fun. Anyway, this year's Ponium and Pwned Own events. Every year there are two hacking events. One is called Ponium, and the other is Pwned Own. This year there are $4 million worth of prize money on the line. And so far, Firefox, Internet Explorer, Safari, Google Chrome, Adobe Flash, and Adobe Reader have already been hacked. Whoa. Okay. Now, at first, that might seem like really, really bad news, and it kind of is on one level, but it really isn't bad news, because when the teams hack these popular security packages or software packages and try to compromise their security, they're actually letting the companies know exactly how they did it in such a way that these various companies can harden, which is a term used in the security world for tightening the security, hardening it, and making it better for us as consumers. So good on them. So this is white hat hacking. Not something I want to say 10 times fast at all, okay? Anyway. So Google Chrome and its Chrome operating system used in our Chromebooks proved to be very secure, but still hackable. However, Google moved quickly to close the holes that were found, making Google Chrome and their Chromium operating system still highly secure. The hacking team from China took down, Safari and Adobe Flash on the second day of Pwned to Own. They also completed the contest with successful zero-day exploit of Adobe Flash. Their hacking team, called the Keen, with a K, Keen Team, earned $40,000 prize for Safari and $75,000 for Flash. Dude. They said they'll donate a portion of their winnings to charities representing families of the missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. Proving, as I say in the article, that they've got their heart in the right place to help people. That's why they're cracking the software, not to, you know, prove anything other than that they can, I mean, they are getting some geek cred, let's face it, but they're also helping us harden that software, which is a good thing. So their heart's in the right place. All right, here's an important update to Plex. Plex, as you may or may not know, is a media server suite of software that runs on your PC, your local media server on your local home network, like right here on my home network, I have a Plex server. And therefore, all of the media on that PC is served out to devices on my network. Okay? So that's what Plex is all about. Well, they have upped the capabilities of Plex quite a bit here. They have now announced a new free feature, It is still free, but, you know, it's a feature, I guess, when it's free. Anyway, on their product blog, feature. I like that, actually. That's kind of cool. Anyway, Plex added support for Google Chromecast. Yes, good old Google Chromecast in December of 2013, but the upload feature was not available at that time. The new version does away with that problem, and now anyone can cast media straight from their Plex Android or iOS app, as well as the Plex website, to any TV equipped with Google's Chromecast device. That, to me, is awesome. All right, big news from Google. Speaking of Chromecast and Google, big news. This is really something, to me at least. You know, like I said, this is of interest to me. Big Google Chrome, or Google Chrome, Google Drive, I'm still thinking Chrome from the last article. Google, I'll get it right yet. Thanks for the show of confidence, Fred. Yeah, anyway, Okay. Google Drive. Google Drive. That's what it is. Okay. I'm having a hard time. What can I say? Okay. All right. Google has dropped its price on the Google Drive plans. Now, 15 gig is free. That's significant, okay? 15 gig in the cloud, Google Drive, free. But what used to be their 100 gig package for about $5, $4.99 a month, which is not bad, here it is. They've dropped the price to $1.99. That's pretty cool. 100 gig for $1.99. Now, I got a Google Chromecast for Christmas. So from December 2013 to December of this year, 2014, I get the 100 gig per month, or 100 gig space, free because it was included in my Chromebook. Okay? So I've already got the 100 gig plus the 15 gig. Plus a little extra. So I've got 125 gig on Google Drive. Cool. You say, how'd you get the extra? Recommending it to other people. Yes. So, now, here's the thing. They also lowered the price. I'm having problems with words. Anyway. They also lowered the price for a terabyte. Terabyte. 1,024 gig of cloud storage for $9.99 per month. Dude. And then $99.99. Why not just go ahead and call it 100? You know what I'm saying? For 10 terabytes plus. I don't know what they mean by plus. Do they mean infinite? Or is it just, I don't know what that means. 10 terabyte plus. Anyway. And they have a little, Jordan Kahn, the guy who wrote this on Google 9 to 5, had a little mind-warming thing here that he says. He says, how big is a terabyte anyway? Well, it's enough storage for you to take a selfie with your camera. Sound effects. A selfie twice a day for the next 200 years. And still have some room left over for, shall we say, less important things. He really likes his selfies. Anyway, like before, storage continues to work across Drive, Gmail, and Google Plus Photos. And, of course, the 15-gig plan remains free. Now, the whole point of all this, I think, is that the whole cloud... Cloud competition going on between Dropbox and Box and Google Drive and Microsoft SkyDrive, which is now called OneDrive, and all of these different cloud providers, the competition's getting intense, which I like. That's a good thing because it means the price will keep dropping. So keep it up, dudes. See, that's why competition is a good thing. Okay. March 14th, hopefully you already knew this, that March 14th was Pi Day. P-I, Pi. Not as in pie that you eat, like an apple pie, but pie as in pi, the mathematical symbol that we all have come to know and love as geeks. So, 3.14, number, right? 314, March 14th. Yes, it's kind of like Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Yes. Geeks do these things. What can I say? Anyway, so pie. Why do you say it that way, Dr. Bill? Because of closet cases of the nerd kind. I've got a link on the blog, drbill.tv. Click it and watch this closet cases of the nerd kind. That's only 12 minutes, 40 seconds long. I know it seems to drag in places, okay? But if you want to see the part that has to do with pie, just go to 7:50. 7:50, all right? And then you'll get the joke. I'll go ahead and tell you because it's just too much fun. The aliens are broadcasting the value of pie on the screen, and they don't know what it is. The famous French scientist doesn't understand it. He keeps watching and going, they just keep saying the same thing over and over. They just keep saying the same thing. And finally, his cohorts in the background are going, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then there's this one guy in a lab coat with a funny hat. We all have weird funny hats. He goes, I know what it means. And they say, you do? He says, yes. I was a scientist before I became a bad actor. It's pie. It's truly geek culture of the highest order. You must see it, so you might as well just go ahead and watch it. And then just for grins and giggles, which I love to grins and giggles, I went ahead and included another Ernie Fossilius famous geek culture extravaganza, Hardware Wars. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll kiss $3 goodbye. Get in line now. So you got to see that too. So I went ahead and, what? What, Fred? Really? Fred is telling me that he's about to do the drum roll. I don't know what to do with myself. No! Oh! There it is! Whoa. This is a historic occasion! Fred warned me, just like I asked him to. My mind is blown. Okay. I mean, really, I don't know what to do now. All right. Geek Software of the Week. This week's Geek Software of the Week is Bulk File Cleaner. Changer. Not cleaner. Changer. Last week was App Cleaner. This week is Bulk File Changer. See, Fred, you just completely threw me off my groove. Ah. Now I get it. He wanted to throw me off my groove. Okay. So anyway, Bulk File Changer. Here's the point. You can change the values of a file, either one or multiple, thus the bulk part. And you can basically create file lists from multiple folders, make various actions on them like modifying their created, modified access time, change their file attributes, read-only hidden system, run an executable with these files as a parameter, copy, cut, paste into Explorer. You can do lots of things with this little utility from NIRSOFT. NIRSOFT, NIRSOFT. So cool! Speaking of historic things, like Fred telling me he was going to do the drum roll, what is up with that? Anyway, so, speaking of historic things, we have just experienced this past week the 25th anniversary of the World Wide Web! That wasn't very good. That's better. Little bit, just a little. Anyway. So to slightly misquote the Beatles at the beginning of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, it was 25 years ago today that Sir Tim Berners-Lee taught the net to play. Yes, well. Okay. I know. It's because I'm old. People are going to who did the what? The Beatles. Look it up on Wikipedia. Anyway. Tim Berners-Lee. 25 years ago, wrote an article, a paper. And the paper was Information Management, a Proposal. That doesn't sound very exciting, does it? Kind of boring. But it led to the World Wide Web. It led to hyperlinks. It led to the little blue things you click on, so it takes you various places. Yes. Before that, the internet was just the internet. You know, a bunch of Usenet groups and people sitting around typing. No pictures, no coolness, no web stuff, no video over the web. No YouTube. Yikes. Anyway, so now we owe, they gave him, you know, they knighted him in England. Now he's Sir Tim. What is your name? My name is Tim. Yeah. Monty Python. The great saucer Tim. Well, this is Sir Tim Berners-Lee. Okay? So, the whole hyperlink thing he came up with 25 years ago. I like that. I know that in Sgt. Pepper, it was 20 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. Okay? But this is 25 years ago. Today being the 14th. So. All righty then. I think we've belabored all of that pretty well, don't you think? Oh well. By the way, my MacBook is going strong. I'm enjoying it. I bought some software for it. I know this is probably a bit on the sacrilegious side as well, but I went ahead and bought Parallels for it. Parallels allows me to run Microsoft Windows as a virtual system underneath the Mac. So, and everything I read about Parallels said that it would run Windows better and faster on a MacBook Pro than it would run on a regular PC. And it really does. It's quite fast and amazing. Now, it helps that my MacBook Pro has 16 gig of memory. Yes. Dude, quad-core 2.2 gigahertz with 16 gigabyte of memory on a MacBook? Rock on! Anyway, so I'm getting into my MacBook. I'm having big fun. I've even done little cute things, like I got a thing from Bodyguards, with a Z, Z, Bodyguards. Okay, like it says there on the screen. Anyway, it is basically carbon fiber looking stuff that you stick to your MacBook to protect it from scratches. Yes. And it makes it look cool too. Like that. Cool. Anyway, so I got that. I got Parallels. And I went ahead, yes, and got Dragon. What do they call it? Dictate for Mac. Brand spank new out of the box. Just heard about it. Just got it. Put it on there. Whoa. It's awesome. So I'm just tricking it out, man. I'm tricking out my MacBook. It's cool. You know, some guys trick out their cars or their motorcycles. I like motorcycles too, but I sold my Harley. Can you imagine me on a Harley? Some of you are going, yeah, actually, I can. Anyway, but I sold my Harley many years ago. So now I'm tricking out my MacBook. I've got a real cool case on order for it. It looks like that there. So it's coming in. And it has all kinds of cool, you can open it up like there, see? You can open it up and do all kinds of cool stuff. Store all your things in there. Yeah, I know, I'm digressing, but I'm just so excited about my MacBook. What can I say? Like a kid at Christmas. My wife's been accusing me of having Christmas ever since Christmas, and it's March now. which is kind of true, actually. But anyway, boy, it's fun being a geek. What can I say? It's fun being a geek. So, that's about it. By the way, isn't the lighting and quality good this week? I'm just so thrilled with all this. It's doing so many good things. Anyway, it's time for the doctor to be out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.